there are so many people that are hungry to do deals. And I started this Discord and Facebook group, and then we started the Discord maybe 2-3 weeks ago.
Can I touch on the Discord for a second?
Go ahead. You know, go ahead.
My son knew more what Discord is when, and he's 10, right? Because of the gamers and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But when I understood that, and you put it good, you're like, look, Zuck sucks, and he's going to control what you do or you don't see. So
right.
If you might not be on the page today to see a good deal come in, and for whatever reason, you got flooded with junk today. Well, guess what? I'm going to set up a Discord channel, and all you have to do is go through it. You can see the junk because I separated that into Daisy Chain channel, right? Right. We push that out. And now we have the deal channel that I actually have the contract on deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you can see these at any time during the day, you can see them. I can see them. Zuck could see them, right? He just got to sign into your Discord, right? So it's changed, right? We're not penalizing him, right, in any way. You could see it. He can buy the same deal we can.
Exactly.
Just get into Nate's Discord, right? Hop into the Investor Thrive, Zuck. All right, that's it.
That's right? It. We're calling you out. Come on in there.
Oh, but that platform's great. And, you know, again, it's only a few weeks old. And I think, you know, right away when I saw, great idea, we got to execute it, though, because honestly, the only things I saw when I first went on there were the same Facebook deals, right?
It's trash, bro, trash.
We don't need another platform just with the same stuff. I'll stay on Facebook for that. Mm-hmm. Right. You and I were trying to connect on one of these platforms earlier today, and we realized that the reason it wouldn't connect was I don't even have Facebook open.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, just I think the opportunity here to be direct with people and not be, you know, filtered in any way is really valuable. And people shouldn't waste that opportunity and say they have a deal when they really don't. And look, if it's a great deal and, you know, someone brought it to you and you can't close it, like, do you have a contract on it? Like,
yeah.
What is it, right? Is it word of mouth? Like, just don't waste your own time. So we've taken the time out of our day and our lives and our weeks and our weekends to put together, you know, a really nice program to just, you'll have the right cities. Nate, you don't have 150 cities on there. You don't have 1,000. You have how many cities on there, right? We made this so broke down basic for people, right? That if you just target any of those cities, pick four of them, we'll find a buyer in that city on that deal,
right?
On a deal, right? Not on just, oh, I got a contract. You got a contract to nowhere. That's going to, you know, we got to go rework a deal right now or walk a seller back or make better terms. Like, you know, my dad taught me a long, long time ago. He said, do it right the first time or take the time and do it over. So, you know, It's that simple, right? Lock people up the right way and they're happy and they'll give you referrals. And
yeah, and you're not going to make a bad name for what we do.